It was just over 3 years ago that the city's former mayor, Ed Pawlowski, resigned after being convicted on federal corruption charges for selling city contracts in exchange for political donations.
15 years behind bars. That is the sentence handed down late this afternoon to former Allentown Mayor Ed Pawlowski following his conviction on corruption charges.
The news coverage was extensive, and it put Allentown on the map for all the wrong reasons.
It's exciting that there's going to be a new mayor with a 4-year term, with a fresh perspective that has not been directly part of a city administration. And I think that's critical right now. That's what Allentown needs.
That's Don Cunningham, head of the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation. The campaign for mayor started a little over a year ago when Democratic candidate Matt Turk announced his bid. He surprised just about everyone when he won a 4-way primary with very little name recognition and competing against 3 well-known politicians. His opponent is Republican Tim Ramos. He ran 2 years ago for the job but wasn't elected. Cunningham says the next mayor will inherit a city at a crucial turning point.
The city already has a good base, but with the right type of leadership and investment, it's got really unlimited potential in all sectors of the economy.
But opportunity comes with challenges, such as finances, policing and public safety, and community engagement.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? My name's Tim Ramos, candidate for mayor.
Yes.
Just going around the neighborhood introducing
Tim
myself.
Tim Ramos is knocking doors and asking neighbors what they want to see happen in the city. Ebony Weeks has an idea.
For me, one of the things that bothers me about Allentown is that you have half of the property owners from Jersey, half are from New York, and none of the halves care.
So absentee landlords is something I've called out frequently. So throughout this campaign, I've taken a hard position against absentee landlords and slumlords. If you're not going to respect our community and take care of your property, we're going to hold you accountable.
Ramos positions himself as a grassroots leader who grew up in the city. He sees all of Allentown as his hometown.
There used to be a tree right there. We used to climb up that tree as kids. But yeah, I grew up in this neighborhood.
This hometown story resonates with voters. Ramos has a young family and is Puerto Rican in a city that has a growing majority Hispanic population. But party registration leans to the left. That means Republican Ramos will need a significant number of Democratic voters to cross over for him. Allentown last elected a Republican mayor in 1997. Ramos's opponent says he isn't taking that history for granted. Democrat Matt Turk is meeting with community stakeholders to listen to their visions for the future of Allentown, and he's taking notes.
So one of the other things that I wrote about here is with collaboration, it's making sure that we have a civic engagement pipeline to make people feel like they're part of this city and that they're prepared to serve on authorities and boards and commissions.
This conversation is part of a roundtable discussion Turk is having with leaders in the African American community, who are business owners, church pastors, and nonprofit directors. Education is a key issue for the members of this group, including school board director Phoebe Harris.
We have to get our kids on a reading level, on a third grade reading level. They have to be proficient.
That is something that I've spoken with folks at the United Way about. Mm-hmm. That's an absolute goal for our city.
Absolutely.
We should state that as a goal, not just for the school district, but for our city.
Right.
We can do that.
There is even a student here who says none of her friends know who the current mayor is. They just don't see him. This student and her friends are likely to see Turk more frequently if he's elected. He's the parent of a freshman at Allen.
My wife texted me that Allen is up like 40-0 over East Stroudsburg, which never happens. So. Yes. But, yeah, Allen football. But, so.
Regardless of who wins, LVEDC's Don Cunningham says new leadership will be a good thing for Allentown. He sees the election as a shifting back to a young, energetic movement and says that rebirth could create the right conditions for the city to thrive. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.